This is the brief on the architects holding AI accountable. So, drawing from the Conversational AI Watch newsletter, we're looking at how a congresswoman, a senator, and a pediatrician are finally writing the rules for how AI interacts with vulnerable folks like kids and patients. First, we're seeing immediate boundaries set in the House. Representative Aaron Hutchins' Safe Bots Act just overwhelmingly passed. It forces chatbots to disclose their machines to minors, bans them from pretending to be licensed doctors, and mandates crisis hotlines. Basically, it's forcing bots to wear a digital ID badge. Because really, why were we ever letting 13-year-olds be treated like adults by unregulated software in the first place? Second, we move to a massive, sweeping vision in the Senate. Senator Ed Markey introduced the AI Accountability Agenda. This stack of bills includes the Youth AI Privacy Act, giving families a delete button for kids' data, and the Right to Override Act, guaranteeing doctors can always overrule hospital AI. Now here's a quick reality check. A minority senator's bill isn't law yet, but it matters, because Washington is finally picking up the pen instead of just shrugging. Finally, we're seeing safeguards built directly into the tech itself. Dr. Michael Rich at Boston Children's Hospital partnered with AI developer Anthropic to launch a new Reflect feature. It actively shows users their usage patterns, prompts breaks, and enforces quiet hours. It's like a mirror built right into the machine, but with an intentional protective blind spot for your private medical conversations. Because whether it's through a new federal law or lines of code, the responsibility for what a machine says ultimately still rests in human hands.